got you. Well, it's a good day. Good day to be.
Good day.
Good day, good day, good day.
Good day.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. There's my mate, Jennifer Horn, who's here along with me to discuss the top topics as you head into another hour or day of excitement. What's going on in the world today? The focus of this hour of our program, a ship from the United States Navy has fired on a boat in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Dubai. How many people can identify where Dubai is? Raise your hands.
Kinda. I know it's far.
Far, far away. Anyway, one person was killed, three people injured. Navy said that the USNS Rappahannock, is Indian name, the United States naval ship Rappahannock, fired on the boat in the Persian Gulf after it disregarded warnings and rapidly approached the U.S. vessel in a threatening manner. You remember the USS Cole?
Yes, I do.
All right, so since that time, the Navy has been pretty careful about boats of a certain size as they get closer to our boats.
Yeah, and this one was really speeding right towards one of our boats.
Right. And they
not a good idea to race right there.
Yeah. The vessel is about 30 feet long, which is the size of the boat that crashed into the Cole. So, is this a big deal? It is for the guy who's no longer breathing, I suppose. But you just wonder. There are some of these, you know, we keep hearing about the Somali pirates and the boats they use. They've been pretty threatening, not just to American Navy ships, but to any naval ship that comes close to them.
Yeah, because they don't use just like the old-fashioned pirate boat. These guys have fancy, speedy boats now, don't they?
They remind me of the boats that were in Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yep.
Those fast boats that go across from Havana to Miami at 80 miles an hour across the water. That's pretty fast. Water.
Up the water.
Yeah. New evidence released since we spoke yesterday. A woman identified as witness number 9 has accused George Zimmerman of sexually molesting her for years.
What?
Interview with police. The woman claims the molestation began when she was 6 years old and lasted until she was a teenager. She said Zimmerman, who was 2 years older, would touch her against her will. She told investigators the incidents often happened during family get-togethers. One more reason not to like George Zimmerman, I guess.
Wow.
Are they piling on? You haven't heard this. That's probably.
I hadn't heard that yet, no.
Well, that's what the idea here is, to present things that are not necessarily on the front page yet, or they may be things that you haven't heard about yet. The blaming of Sylvester Stallone. You kind of had to know somebody would take a shot at Sly for the death of his son, right? So what's the story behind the story? This is what, his nephew that's saying that?
Yeah, the nephew, Ed, with two D's.
Ed.
He went on Facebook over the weekend and said that Sage was depressed because Sylvester Stallone had cut him out of his life. So there is a little bit of blame going on in the family. Well, yesterday Sly came out and said, hey, please, let's stop speculating. I don't know if it's drugs. Let's just, you know, please respect that we're going through a really hard time.
Yeah.
So
when a parent loses a child, there's no greater pain. Therefore,
I think everybody can agree with that.
To respect my son's memory and feel compassion for his mother. This loss will be felt for the rest of our lives. He was the first child?
Yeah, he was the first.
I don't know much about Sylvester Stallone's married or family
life. He's done a good job keeping how many kids he has kind of out of sight. I know he's still married to Jennifer Flavin. He's been married to her for a while.
Who is she?
She's an actress. And he was also with Angie Everhart for a little while, and I guess Sasha is the mother's name for Sage. But this nephew, Ed, goes on to Jennifer Flavin's page. This is the current wife for Sylvester.
Yeah.
and said neither you or he could return a phone call, which is all he wanted. His father, I know you don't care what happened, but you'll care when you're squirming under the burning magnifying glass of public opinion. You people make me blanking sick.
Who said that?
This Ed nephew wrote that on Jennifer Flavin's page.
Huh.
Ed.
Yeah, but what's his claim to fame here? What's his relation, other than he's a nephew, what's his axe?
Nothing. I think maybe he was just ranting and upset that he lost his cousin, I'm guessing.
You don't think it has anything to do with perhaps wanting to have a job in some of Sylvester's movies and not...
I don't know. That would be a pretty low-down thing. I mean, how is anybody going to give him a job if he's capitalizing on the death of your kid?
It wouldn't be...
That's true. It's Hollywood. I forgot. Never mind.
Right. I mean, hello, can you spell Michael Lohan?
There you go.
Huh? What about that?
Touche.
Yeah, thank you. 800-510-8255. So let's see here. During the course of the hour, we'll cover Charlie Sheen. Mm-hmm. We probably ought to talk about Uma Thurman. Demi
Uma.
Moore. October? No, Octomom.
How about the Octomom?
Yeah.
The October Octomom.
Let's find out whether Mariah Carey is actually going to go to American Idol. Meanwhile, go ahead.
Later.
Yeah, let's do it later. Want to do it later?
Let's do it later, Doug.
Let's do it later. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 13 past the hour. Email to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Your calls are welcome, commenting on the things that we're talking about. What do you know that we don't know? 800-510-TALK. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter at Good Day Show. What is keeping you from becoming successful? You may have tried to lose weight, to exercise, to be healthier, to find positive relationships, to make more money, to advance your career, to get better grades in school. What stopped you from accomplishing these goals? In fact, the root of your problem is far deeper than you think. Go to thefirstkey.com/good day. That's thefirstkey.com/good day, 2 D's, G-O-O-D-D-A-Y, thefirstkey.com/good day. Visit that site. The First Key will help you identify and remove what has been called subconscious sabotage. Huh. Subconscious sabotage. That's
I very think we all
problem.
Do this a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even if you realize how you are blocking your own success, you may not know how to overcome your blocking of that success, and the First Key will show you how. The First Key, how to remove subconscious sabotage, will help you discover a simple procedure that's helped so many people with all kinds of obstacles improve their lives. Join that group. The First Key provides solutions that are simple, powerful, and inexpensive. Go to thefirstkey.com/good day to get in on success. Try it now. thefirstkey.com/good day.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
800-510-8255 to join us in conversation on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here reviewing what's going on the FDA. Your friends and mine, Jennifer.
We love those guys.
At the Food and Drug Administration have approved Truvada.
What is Truvada?
Truvada is the first pill to prevent HIV.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Forgot the
drug
name.
Drug approved for preventative use in healthy individuals who are at high risk for HIV or people who may have had sex with HIV-positive partners to be used in conjunction with safer sex practices. Like, don't have sex with people who have HIV.
So I'm a little I was a little confused when I heard about this drug. So is it for people that... This is before they contract HIV, correct? It just ups your...
It's supposed to slow the spread of HIV by either preventing its whatever these... when the HIV, it's a virus, and it gets into your cellular structure and destroys it, in essence, and then weakens your immune system in doing that, and thus people die mostly of pneumonia who have HIV. Some have cancer, but mostly people die of pneumonia when they have AIDS and HIV. Not necessarily, AIDS is one of the complications of HIV. But they do not necessarily go together. You can die of pneumonia and not have AIDS if you have HIV.
Right.
You knew that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So some 50,000 adults have HIV in the United States or get it every year. In Africa and Asia, the numbers are 10 times that. 500,000 people a year, if not more. I mean, that, records are not kept well in Africa. And they aren't very well kept in Asia either. So the estimation that it's a 500,000 people in each of those areas, Europe seems to not have much trouble with it. And I don't know why. Is it that basically the safer sex is practiced there?
That's a good question.
And by the way, this is not the thing. The nasty side of this is that people for years and years have claimed that HIV is spread by homosexual activity, physical sexual activity, which is just false. It can be, but that's not the major. The major connective example is usually using prostitutes or people who are not clean and have had sex with others who have it. It just goes on and on, like other sexually transmitted disease, sex STDs.
And drug use. Don't forget that, too. Shared
oftentimes, shared needles are more of a problem than sexual contact. You are correct. So, but the people who would have you believe that all gay people are demons and that all gay people have HIV and that all gay people are going to die a horrible death, you know, all that nonsense that you hear from time to time, it's just not true. But it gets spread, if you'll pardon the pun, by people who are malicious and ignorant, or they have their own agenda, whatever it is. Which brings me around to ask a question. In terms of the facts versus the truth, do you think in our circumstance, we're sort of on mostly news talk radio stations. We're on some music radio stations, but mostly the stations carry political issue-oriented talk for the rest of the day. And I wondered this out loud earlier, and I ask it maybe rhetorically, maybe not, 800-510-8255. Is it the job of the newsman to present the facts? Or is it the job of the host of the radio program to present the facts when it comes to usually long-form discussion, not like we're involved in here, and not on our program because we take a lighter look at most of the issues. But when it really comes down to it, we all know there's no such thing as the truth. You hear people, one person's truth, yours, Jennifer, may be different than my truth. But the facts are the facts. So whose job is it to present the facts?
Ours.
The host of the radio program?
Consumers.
News. Yeah, the consumer
Absolutely.
You
of have
the
to
news.
Just, you have to get as many stories as you can, or many sides as you can. Make
There's
it your own
sage,
mind.
Jennifer Horn here on
That's
Good
right,
Day.
Sir.
Yeah.
I'm a sage.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
But I thought to myself last night, as I ran outside naked and jumped into my pool.
Woo! Come on! We're freaky! Come on!
I just thought it was warm in the pool and the moon was out. And I have felt better since that new moon.
I wish you'd stop bringing up moons and naked in the pool. I'm just getting a visual here, man.
Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I tried to warn you. Next step is today.
According to a new report that just came out, the average Canadian is now richer than the average American. Yeah, this is bad news for Americans and worse news for those Mexicans who now have to tunnel all the way to Canada.
I would suggest giant catapult. Yeah. Right over us.
No one would get hurt doing that.
No, I'd be fine.
Well, the big news in Washington now is the disappearance of Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. Nobody can find him. He's completely disappeared. People think he's either in rehab or he might have been given his own show on CNN. They don't know where he is. They just don't know where he is. Oh, remember disgraced Congressman Anthony Weiner? Remember him, the Peter Tweeter? Remember that guy? Well, according to today's New York Post, he's thinking about running for mayor of New York City. Not the best campaign slogan. Take another look at Wiener.
That's a bad.
More big news this week from the set of American Idol. On Thursday, you probably heard Steven Tyler announce he will not return as a judge. And then on Friday, Jennifer Lopez said she is leaving, too. She said she's going to leave the show to pursue her true passion, which is maritime accounting. She doesn't like bookkeeping for small fishing boats. But no, there have been a lot of judges on American Idol since it started. It's like celebrity jury duty. You do your time when your number is called, and then you move on. But the show isn't sure who they're going to get to replace Lopez. Ryan Seacrest thought he came up with a good solution, but the producers had to explain that he can't host the show and be two judges at the same time.
Some election news here, guys. President Obama's campaign has just released a new ad that actually features Beyonce, which explains why his approval rating just went up 80% among all the single ladies. Speaking of the president, a new poll found that 54% of Florida voters think the country is on the wrong track under Obama, while the rest of Florida's voters still think Teddy Roosevelt is president, which is very, very interesting.
There you go. All right, so some of the late night comedy is a feature of this hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Plus, sometimes we listen in to various daytime programs like The Ladies on the View, discussing certain things that are part and parcel of what people are interested in. For example, a little more here on the changes coming to American Idol.
You know, Jennifer Lopez
confirm she's leaving American Idol a day after Steven Tyler announced he too was out. Now, the gossip blogs are claiming that perhaps Mariah Carey or Miley Cyrus or the fabulous Aretha Franklin are being considered as her replacements. What does this mean?
She was making $15 million to tell people they couldn't sing. I'll take that job.
You would actually be really good on that panel, but I hope that the Seacrest doesn't stand alone here and that Randy Jackson will stay, because there are rumors circulating that he may also leave to be a mentor, and I can't imagine American Idol without him.
He's coming Friday, right?
Yeah, so hopefully he'll confirm that he is indeed going to stay there.
Well, if somebody is going to talk about singing, I'd much rather hear it from Aretha.
Aretha would be phenomenal.
I mean, I'm saying.
Aretha or Mariah or anybody.
I'm just saying Mariah, if you look at her track record of because Mariah writes her songs. They go number one, they go platinum. She writes those songs as well.
But I love Mariah, but there is something about some of those dames like Patti LaBelle.
Wow.
Who, when they open their mouths, they can sing in a 1,000-room stadium. They could sing in an itty-bitty room.
That's like the Aretha theory. That would be sort of from that train of thought. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Facebook check-ins, Twitter updates, personalized radio stations, and podcast playlists. We're not talking about the latest smartphone apps. These are features that are being built into the driver's seat of our vehicles. These days, we're seeing technology like the Cadillac Q, which is basically an iPad-like device integrated into your car, or the Ford Sync, which connects to your phone for voice-operated text messaging. The manufacturers claim that these devices are actually making things safer for drivers by using voice-activated controls, touch screens, and audio updates. But there's one issue that the technology doesn't take into account: cognitive distractions. Yes, your hands may be on the wheel and your eyes on the road, but that doesn't mean your mind is on the very important task at hand, actually driving the car. So before you jump on the technology bandwagon, pay attention to what's part of the package, and think about how connected you really need to be while you're behind the wheel. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
It was the first classless restaurant in London, where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic, southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic, southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch, legendary burgers to smoked pulled pork sandwiches. Hard Rock Cafe. Have you been lately?
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or Sprint Store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, so Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen are here following the fond tradition of conversation coupled with information. That's the Good Day program. All right, so social media on the Good Day. What are we following on Twitter? What are we following on Facebook or vice versa? I guess people could be following what we're talking about as well, yes?
I've actually just been following the trends right now. American Idol has just blown up.
Really?
I was just kind of, I got stuck in a chain, actually, because I had gone onto Facebook for our purposes.
Yes.
And ended up, there's so much going on right now. Apparently, not only are, we know Jennifer Lopez, Steven Tyler are out. We know that there's some other names being considered, but Nigel Lithgow went on Ryan Seacrest's show yesterday. Mm-hmm. And mentioned more, some names again. He mentioned Charlie Sheen. Mm-hmm. He mentioned Dennis Leary, of
really?
All people. Yeah. That's he mentioned Jerry Lewis. And then he's also talking about Aretha Franklin. So then I followed the chain of Aretha Franklin, and she sent an email over to Nigel over the weekend saying, yes, 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 I am very interested in being a judge. Please consider me. Blah, 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 blah. Now, the people at American Idol are also saying that this year they're going to, it's going to make it harder for them to find new judges because they are doing serious money cuts over at Idol. They're cutting staff, they're cutting budget, they're cutting everything. And because its ratings are down. So it'll be interesting to see if they think that, like,
Charlie
Aretha Franklin.
Sheen.
Yeah, I mean, do you think Charlie or Aretha are going to try to do it for less than Jennifer Lopez did it?
Well, their budget, Lopez was 12 and a half, right?
Yeah, they say 12 and a half, although this article that I just found on Twitter said 15 to 20 million as a judge with all the extras and the perks.
And how much was Steven Tyler getting?
No one says, but less than Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm. And Randy getting about 7 or 8.
Right, and they said that Randy is most likely going to be gone and will move into the role as a mentor, but if Mariah Carey gets the gig, she might make it part of the deal that Randy stays because Randy is Mariah Carey's manager. Can you see how I just got lost
really?
In that whole chain? Yes.
Wow, no, that's very, I know, you were very good. You explained it very well. I thought, I didn't know, I had no idea.
I know,
Randy
I didn't
was
either.
Her manager. Oh.
Yeah, so that's part of the deal. Is if
very
they get
incestuous,
Mariah,
isn't it? All of
it
this is.
Is
very incestuous.
And you know, the thing is, we know Randy Jackson from Journey, but I don't know much about what his career is like right now because he doesn't perform necessarily. I mean, he performs a little bit, but not so much, you know, he's not big out there. So
no.
He's a manager.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, big one. You can cash in on Mariah, my goodness.
Of course you can. 4 or 5% of that every year. Not a bad deal.
So to answer your question, social media, that's what I got trapped in.
All right, so then let's pursue this for just a second. Charlie Sheen, the story at DougSteffen.com today, that has Charlie Sheen donating $1 million to the USO, which I find...
I think this is cool.
Pretty interesting. Why don't you tell us more?
Yeah, he decided he was going to donate 1% of the profits that he makes from his series Anger Management, but he set a minimum of $1 million, so at the very least, the USO will get $1 million. And that's the largest contribution that an organization has ever received from just an individual person, which is kind of cool.
United Service Organization.
Right. And Charlie said, it's an honor for me to be able to give back to these men and women of the military who have done so much for all of us. That sounds very sane of him. I don't know where that came from, but good for him.
Maybe anger management is going to fail because he's not angry anymore. Doesn't seem to be.
Well, that's an interesting spin.
There you go. All right. So anyway, you can check that story out at DougSteffen.com. Follow us. Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Right.
On Twitter at Good Day.
At Good Day Show, yes.
At Good Day Show.
Show. The big show.
So here are two stories from the world of the airlines. Mm-hmm. People will be talking about this today. Number one, FBI says it is launching an investigation into the discovery of sewing needles in turkey sandwiches on Delta Airlines flights.
Oh, no.
I'm looking at a picture. Yum. A needle instead of in a haystack in a turkey sandwich. The objects were discovered in food on planes as they were en route from the Netherlands to Minneapolis, Seattle, and Atlanta.
It's needles were found. That needle in your turkey sandwich over that haystack.
Right. Passengers, let's see here. Delta told all 18 flights from Amsterdam to stop serving the turkey sandwiches. That was a good move on their part.
Oh my
There's
gosh.
Delta right
the
on top.
Of the day.
Gate Gourmet, which provides
you see those
sandwiches to Delta.
Up.
Right,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Always pulled up to the airplanes.
Right. The sandwiches were made at their facility in Amsterdam. Oftentimes what happens, people don't know this, many airlines who offer food on both ways of their trip, let's say Atlanta to Amsterdam or Atlanta to Paris or Atlanta or whatever, New York, they make the sandwiches here, they freeze them, and they thaw them out so that they can be used on their way back. That's how they do it. Sometimes, not always. Obviously, in this case, that's not the case.
I know that they have been frozen, though, because have you ever ordered something on a plane, and you never want to, but you sometimes are just so hungry, you order something, you bite into it, and it's frozen.
Yeah, it's lousy.
Ew.
Yeah, garbage.
Better than a needle, though.
Okay, so here's another great airline story. This one from United Airlines. 200 passengers stranded for 3 days in Shanghai because of an aircraft mechanical problem. Passengers supposed to leave last Wednesday night for Newark. Airlines said the Boeing 777 had a mechanical problem, so the flight was canceled. The plane was not fixed in time to fly them out on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
So they stayed, and they didn't get out by Friday. There was no room on the next plane. United took over Continental. This is a Continental plane and a Continental trip. Anything going into Newark is a Continental trip, even though now United owns everything. It still is originally a Continental plane. Mm-hmm. So,
I'd be so mad.
The crew did not have enough time. This is the third shake in this. Is the crew didn't have enough time to make the flight under federal safety rules. So the next flight was canceled. I mean, this is a mess. The passengers have been staying in hotels. They may not leave until Saturday.
Ugh.
How'd you like
what
to
if
be...
these people have, like, weddings or something to attend?
Right.
Funerals.
Normally, this is a 13-hour flight to Newark from Shanghai. I'd say you have a little more of a trip than they bargained for.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so let's move. That's good conversation a little bit. The 777 is a great airplane. It's a wonderful
airplane. Is that the two-story?
No, that's the two-story plane is a 747. It's only partially a two-story.
Right.
They were going to, Boeing had redesigned a 747. It was going to come out that's being made like the 787, which is all new kind of, it has all new electronics, and it's using a different kind of composite material for the fuselage to compete with the 380, which is the double-decker you're talking about. But they've had so many problems with that. Airlines are a little, unless you have really high traffic routes, like London to New York, or Paris to New York, or Tokyo to Los Angeles, something like that, those planes are no good because they can't fill them up. People don't like them anyway because you can't. Can you imagine being on a plane with 500 people?
No.
So 747s now are pretty much used for freight.
Mm-hmm.
And the 380 is still making them. Boeing.
I just always liked watching them in their lounge, their upstairs lounge. I always wanted to go up there.
Really?
Be with the shishi people, the fancy schmancies.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Octomom Nadia Suleiman, who considers herself to be kind of fancy schmancy, had her first stripping gig over the weekend. She was paid
sexy
five.
Sexy schoolgirl, I hear, is what she was dressed in.
Really? Well, tell me more about that. This was in the Gentlemen's Club in Miami, the Playhouse Gentlemen's Club. $5,000 she got. What did she? How did she look?
Well, I guess she wore two outfits, and one of them was a sexy schoolgirl outfit, and then the other one was like a black corset with fishnet stockings.
Yeah, but you can't dance, apparently.
Well, you can kind of just gyrate a little, and you're okay in a gentleman's club, aren't you?
How would you know? I don't know. I've never been in a gentleman's
you
club.
You haven't?
Never.
Oh, I have. Come
really?
On, Doug. Really?
I know. I never
You've never been into a
never?
Strip club?
Been in a
ever.
Stripper. Nope, never.
I've been into girl and boy strip clubs.
Really? Nice going. Did your
Maybe,
father
allegedly.
Know that?
I don't know. He does now.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dad. Right,
so. Yeah, so I guess there were pictures that were leaked because she got paid $5,000. She went in there. People were taking pictures and laughing at her, saying she was really stiff, that she couldn't dance. And
I can't dance. Don't ask me.
The pictures are okay. I've only seen one, so I don't know. There may be other ones out there. But, you know, I mean, come on. It's sad to watch a mom of 14 children have to gyrate around in a sexy schoolgirl outfit at the Playhouse Gentlemen's Club in Miami.
Yeah, in order to pay her bills.
Yeah.
All right, so how bad is the rift between Demi Moore and her three daughters?
It is so bad, and I know it's none of my business. I really want to know what's going on here. Because now her daughters, all three of them, by the way, it's not just one or two, all three of the kids want to get a restraining order against Demi for whatever reason. They don't want her to contact them at all. Apparently, over the last week or so, she's been calling them and trying to follow them and leave them tearful messages and all these kind of things. Now, I don't know exactly what caused the rift, but I had heard that the oldest daughter, Rumor, was upset that her mom was hitting on all of her friends before her time in rehab. So who knows what happened after rehab? Who knows what's going on? I don't know why I want to know, but I kind of do a little bit.
I know. You're just that. You're a voyeuristic
sort. Don't you want to know a little?
No, I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope.
Not at all?
It means nothing to me. Don't care at all.
You know, I saw Ashton Kutcher over the weekend.
And what did he say?
He was at a concert. He was at the Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw concert in Orange County.
Yeah.
And they brought him up on stage, and he was dressed like a cowboy. And he looked like he was having a good time. I don't think he misses Demi at all.
Who was he with?
I don't know. They didn't show anybody. He was brought up on stage, and then they showed him in the crowd, but they really panned close to his face. He couldn't see who he was with.
Right. Well, you don't know necessarily that much about Uma Thurman other than she's got another kid.
Yeah, three of them now.
Right, yeah.
And she had a daughter.
Yeah.
And
remember,
I can't... Go ahead.
Well, I just am interested in this fellow. Her boyfriend's name is Arpad Bousson.
Mm-hmm.
Who's he?
He's some French...
No, really?
I know.
Wow.
My award of the day. He's some French businessman, from what I understand. I don't know exactly what he's done. But they had their little girl, Levin.
Really? They don't have 12?
What?
Never mind. It's bad joke. Let's pause here for a moment.
11?
11, yeah.
12.
Pause for a moment. It's 15 before the hour. You're up to date, at least at the moment. We have more things, however. You'll be so overloaded with information, you won't know what to... You won't even need a lot to eat today because you have so much in your brain. 15 before the hour.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, When it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
1 in 6 of the wounded U.S. soldiers evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan battle zones suffered eye injuries. That's the highest rate of eye injuries since the Civil War. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, part of the Library of Congress, is stepping up to help. NLS works with military hospitals, rehab centers, and groups such as the Blinded Veterans Association to make sure that service members who have sacrificed so much for their country can still experience the pleasures of reading. Through the free NLS Talking Book Program, eligible veterans have access to thousands of bestsellers, biographies, westerns, self-help books, and more, and a variety of magazines. Veterans receive priority service from NLS, but any U.S. resident who is blind, has low vision, or cannot hold a book because of a physical illness or disability may sign up for the program. To learn more about what NLS can do for you or a friend or loved one, visit www.loc.gov/NLS or call 1-888-NLS-READ.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than 2 regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just 1 little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
800-510-8255, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug here overviewing the history of Hillary Clinton, another lady who is very much on all of our minds. I happen to be a fan of
Hillary
Clinton. All
over TV with the thing of Syria going on.
Egypt.
No, Syria's in the Civil War. She was being interviewed all over the place about Syria.
Oh, yeah,
Syria.
But well, Egypt, they threw tomatoes at her yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yes, Egypt, they threw tomatoes. But right. She was all over TV last night talking about how we will not arm the troops.
Monica, if diplomatic achievements are measured by the number of countries visited, Mrs. Clinton will be the most accomplished Secretary of State in history.
That's cool.
Historians debate always, who's the best of the most intelligent diplomat, et cetera, et cetera. In my lifetime, I think Hillary Clinton would be considered one of the best secretaries of state. She is something about her and how she's worked and how she's committed herself. Last week or so, she's traveled 27,000 miles around the earth, Europe, Asia. She's very good, and she's also very intelligent, and has run. When Condoleezza Rice was Secretary of State, the office was a mess. The whole place was a mess, and she straightened it all out, too. I think she deserves some kudos for that. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation.
1-800-597-8843.
Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late.
1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I like this.
Matt's Domino is showing up on our technology report. Pretty cool. It's 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I now focusing on technology. Oftentimes, Rich McFadden joins us in this discussion because there are a lot of things that he's pretty astute about, Jennifer, that you are as well, but I am not. So it's nice to have two
people. But
you're
working on it.
I am, in fact. And I listen carefully to what Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, has to say. If you were skeptical about the existence of the tablet wars before, there is no denying they are in full swing at the moment. So we will find out about said tablet wars, plus the split between Microsoft and NBC. What is that all about? That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you were skeptical about the existence of the tablet wars before, there is no denying that they're in full swing now. It's widely agreed that Apple's iPad trumps its competition, but don't count out Amazon's Kindle Fire and Google's Nexus 7. The Nexus 7 just became available, and it's rumored that a redesigned Kindle Fire will be available soon. Are they chipping away at Apple, or is it just due to their smaller size and cheaper price? And let's not forget about Microsoft. It announced the Surface tablet few weeks ago. The device will run the yet-to-be-released Windows 8 operating system, and if you live in a Windows world, it may be the tablet for you. Although the iPad is still king, Apple is acting like it feels the heat. Rumors are swirling that it has a tablet with a 7.85-inch screen in the works and that it's as thin as an iPod. Some say it will be sold for significantly less than $500. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It was the first classless restaurant in London where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic, southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic, southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch, legendary burgers to smoked pulled pork sandwiches. Hard Rock Cafe. Have you been lately?
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
All right, so here we have a couple of items that seem to be of interest to people. And when you think about Microsoft and how it all got started and how crowded the landscape is, Jennifer, with the various players, it's Google and it's Apple and it's how many, half a dozen companies. So you go back 16 years, flash backward 16 years, as Microsoft and NBC create a joint news venture that gave birth to MSNBC. Microsoft, NBC, get a divorce. MSNBC no longer exists. It's now called NBCNews.com. I have not looked at MSNBC or whatever it was on cable. As most of you know, MSNBC has taken position left of center while Fox is right of center. And they've actually done pretty well at establishing a foothold to the point where they're not as popular as Fox, but they're way more popular than CNN.
Yeah, their personality is too better.
Fallen off the face of the earth. Microsoft says it will launch its own news service, similar to what Yahoo does and what AOL does. And we would follow. So we would follow a Microsoft blog like you follow a Yahoo blog. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I mean, yeah, it's going to be like what Yahoo's homepage looks like is what Microsoft News' homepage will look like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like amalgamating a whole bunch of news from other sources or new stuff?
It's their own sources. Yahoo picks up all their own news.
Really? All right. Here we have
and
the news.
Yep.
Thank you very much. 59
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.